Paskis daf is daf samach dal, the first daf in the ninth perek Maseches Nedarim, zok the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, blessed Omer. Yeah, Paiskin lo odin bechfeil ova vihimoi. Blessed Satan said that if we're being matir, the neder. With a Pesach, the Rishayim Rosh is Ma'ir from the previous sugya. The Rosh says like this: that Umar she'enim is charet meyikoru. The Kamlan Paischem becharota ve'in tzorach l'mtzid le'Pesach. Rishayim is charet meyikoru. And in the previous sugya we had before concerning the din of charota, a person has charota, you don't need a Pesach. So this. Halach over here is that assuming that we're working with a Pesach, these are the halachas of this Pesach. So Zokter Beleze Poyschen Lo Adam Bechfayr Ove Ve'imoy. We could use Kovid Ove Ve'imoy as a Pesach. Bechachomim Oysim. Choms Asno, you can't use Kovid Ove Ve'imoy as a Pesach. Zokter Lan. Ablaze Oymer Poyschen Lo Adam Bechfayr Ove Ve'imoy. What would that mean? To use kovid imoy, the honor of his parents, as a Pesach. The Ran says as follows: Shoyimim loy ilu hayisa yedeh. If you would have known shemevazin avicha veimcha, that people will degrade your parents al shata kal benedorim. This that you're making nedorim and your light concerning the din of nedorim k'tamrinan. Now the Ran. It's Mitzana Gemoru. To call a Rishia bar Tzadika, Rishia bar Rishia. That people call, we've seen that Gemoru is a little more than that, but it sounds like they have the right to call, to call a Rishia bar Tzadika, or Rosha, the son of a Tzadik, Rishia bar Rishia. They could refer to the parents who are Mitzad themselves, are Tzadika. They have the right to call them Rishi Bar Rishiyu. That would be the bizoyin to the parents. Now, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin over there, look to Machlokes. Looks Machlokes in my what?
Can I go back to something central?
What?
Can I go back to?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go in the direction.
Oh.
How does Charata work differently than Pesach? What does it do to the nether differently?
So I'd rather not go into that right now. Right, that's a little fine pointed over here.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So that's why I just try to steer away from that. That you know, in as much as we need a Pesach, right, then where this sugya starts over here. Right. I think that's okay. It's okay. I don't have it clear enough myself to go into that right now, just to give it over with the clarity. Yeah, so we're saying like this, that the Ran over in this first chat is in explaining that what would the Kavod of Ve'imoy mean, and he references the Gemara. The Gemara over there is in the Sugya of Vihim Chalelas, right, that the Pasuk talks about by the Bas Kohen. That's Mizanim. So it looks like in that Gemara that it's this point whether people have the right to do that is machlekes. It sounds like it's a machlekes tenoim in that Gemara, right? So in the context of that Gemara, you know, I don't know if necessarily like the Hanocho by us over here is that the facts are true, right? The question just is whether you can use that as a Pesach, right? I'm saying that in the context of that Gemara, the right that people have to do it might be machlokes. It could be that the Ran is just being saying the concept that I don't know whether people have the right to or not, but people do. Right? so that's the concern. Akoponim, the Ran says Aloshna Achem. Shayemru Sha'ato Lomato Mehem Shav he mezalvim benedorim. The second pshat, and maybe we have to see exactly what taka the difference over here is the second pshat. Ran says like this: is that the reason why there'll be mevaz of the parent is because that people will say that this that he is being makel mezalvim benedorim, he learned from his parents. Where did he get it from? Right? People pick up from what their parents do, like the one in Seif Sukkah over there. Says such a thing. Now it would sound like from the first thing, first pshat in the Ran, that it's not based on this. So what taka would be the justification of to call a Rashiya by Tzadika a Rashiya by Rashiya then, right? I mean, there has to be some kind of lechur, some kind of association. People are in some way. In some way, blaming them.
I think it can be pointed out, you're not allowed to call the parents directly a Rasha, right? You're just allowed to refer to him as, oh, you're such a Rasha, you're a Russian and Rasha, you know. And Agav, the parent, gets insulted. But it's not that we're viewing the parents as Rashaya.
And is that the difference between the two pshatim, or you just...
Well, the second one is, yeah, it shows there's a flaw in the parent, or there's an assumed flaw in the parent.
Mm-hmm. And according to the first pshat, why are people calling the parent, even according to what you're saying, right? But, you know, how can you call the child...
It's just, like, showing that he's like a deep-rooted Rasha, right? But again,
not so much to really to. It's just not a way of calling that the person himself is a. Right, it brings a bizarre into the appearance,
right? But I haven't looked at the sugya there. But
oh yeah.
But again, but would you be able to call the parent a Russia independently?
I think maybe the nakuda is that the first lashon is denigrating the person. The parent is a Russia. And when the second one is another action, you are mezalvah benedarim, must be your parents mezalvah benedarim. You learn this specific action from the parents, as opposed to, wow, you guys, you're bad, your parents are bad. Like, just the person in general.
Mm-hmm. In general. Rishon, breed
Rishon. The person versus the action.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, so... So I mean, this lashon is more localized. Where the rishis is,
right?
Okay,
it's like when you, like in parenting, they say or whatever. It's like you don't ever say you are a bad child. You know, the thing that you've done is not okay, right? Yitam chatam, it's not chaytam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Kenzan. Okay, so look over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, see what the context over there, what that is, and
is it possible that Lashon Acher just means a different Lashon, but it's talk of the same idea, as opposed to Inami?
So I don't know, we're trained that Lashon Acher means like a Pirush Acher, right? Okay. That's usually what it means, like in other words, simply in other words. Of the same thing, that we're not so used to that.
No, I hear. I just don't see the difference, and I listen to everything that would be said. Yeah, I just don't hear it so well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're hearing what the issue over here is. Okay. Akopanim, but we have over here a covered of the Ima issue, and this is what we want to make a Pesach. The Chochem is going to tell him that, you know, if you would have realized that by you making this neder, it's going to degrade the covet of your parents, would you have done it? And he'll say, no, I wouldn't have, and that's the basis for a heter. So Lazar says, they're fine, that's good Pesach. V'chom o'yishrim, zok deran. V'chom o'yishrim, b'gmor mefarish tamayu. Okay. We'll see. The Gemara Mefarish Tamayim. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that. Omri Abed Tzadik. Acha Paislim Bechoyed Ova V'ima Yiftuchu Le Bechoyed HaMokim. Omri, so what's Rav Tzadik saying? Who's he talking to? Yeah, Omri Abed Tzadik. Acha Paislim Le Bechoyed Ova V'ima Yiftuchu Bechoyed HaMokim. So he seems to be saying, he's talking to the Lezer, right? Lezer says, and that he's equating that by the same token, Kovod Hamokim, you should be able to be a Pesach be Kovod Hamokim. Now, what he's saying over here, this is just a slight darkness over here in what he's saying. Let's first see in the other Rishonim what they say. That's the Taisus, right? See the Taisus over here. Honor Blessed Rav Tzadik, Raya LeDivrei Chachamim. Right. So he's sort of asking a question on Rav Elazar and bringing a Raya to the Shitas Chacham. And that's what he's saying over here. That and therefore it would seem like this. It would seem like the premise is that. We cannot use Kavod HaMokim as a Pesach, which similar would be like the idea that if you would have realized that what you're doing is be making the Kavod HaMokim by making the Dorim, what you have made it, that's the gather from the Pesach. It would, according to this, it would seem to me that the Hanochi is that according to everyone, that's a given that you cannot, and they're asking on him. That, well, according to your reasoning, you know, what's the difference? Same way you could do this, you should be able to do that. And since we know you can't do that, so like, that's a lie that you can't do this. That's what it would seem to be from the Taisus and the Rashi's also mivu the same thing. Bola hakshis, I'm saying over the Rosh. Bola hakshis aderim lezer ki heichet poesim chod ava v'imoy v'leichashin shem. Okay, we'll get into the time hadover. It should follow. Now, if you look in the Ran, right, after we said that, if you look in the Ran over here, right, and just to pick up what the Ran is saying, Omrab Tzodik, Acha Poisim Chay of the Imai Poisim Chavan Amokim Klemer. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzodik is talking, Ki Heichi Dishori Liftoyach Bechavan of the Imai, according to Blessed, the same way it's mutter to be Poisim Chavan Amokim, Shori Nam Liftoyach Bechavan Amokim. If you would have known when you made the net that you're really being makel, you're making light the covet of the Rabbeinu Shalom, would you have made the nether? The ha'amrinam b'sifri shehu kinoide b'melech atzmoi. Now, this is explaining how it's a makel b'chavet hamokim. Ram brings a sifri. Which says that making it's kinoid v'melech atzmei. Now, I'll tell you the truth, I don't really know what this means. Chayim melech, melech atzmei, these concepts over here, I'm not sure why we even need a sifri to help us understand this, right? but I don't, I'm not familiar what this is. If anyone's familiar with this concept, to me, it sounds like it's a reference to maybe something which is a little, in Kabbalah Yonit.
Is this different from if he had just brought Rav Nassim? Is there a specific reason he brought this and not?
Yeah, that's from. Yeah, so, I don't know why he needs to bring anything, right? I mean, we know that Nedorim or it's also a person that's supposed to know the Psukim, right? The Psukim say, right? Right? Tarfleitido, right? I mean, yeah. Many Psukim not supposed to make Nedorim. So why Bechlal we need support, like you're asking, right? Is right, that I agree with that. I don't know why he needs it. And this Sifri over here, did they give you the Maramokum where it is, Mustami? In
the beginning of Matthias, and I'm looking in the back to see if he quotes it.
So I think someone was reading to me, maybe one of the Purush in Masifta, but they don't really explain this. Maybe you have something over there? Are you familiar with how it works over there?
I guess the way I understood it is that it's like we don't use these Lashonos, but only as they did, like Chei Paray, right? So the Sifri is adding that even if you're not saying a Neder, Chei, the name of Hashem, whatever it is, by making a Neder, you are doing that. So that's like, do you realize that making a Neder, that is what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
As I understood it. It seems to me like if you're in the going this direction, the Ran maybe is arguing with Tesis and the Rosh. What is the Nakuta, that the direction that the Torah is going in? Because there's a different Gersa, right? The Ran says Hoskin Loi, the Rosh does say Yistaku Loi. The Tesis and the Rosh will explain this. They're saying, well, just the same way they should be able to make this Pesach, but they don't. Whereas the Haraya, right, was the Ran, maybe it comes to the same end place, I don't know. But it seems to be laying it out differently, like, we can do it. It's the antiposal, we're in post-chem, like,
it should follow, right? Right, that's the thing, right? That is what I wanted to point out, that the Ran's mashma, he's not asking any questions, he's just saying that, according to this, it should follow the halacha. So, you know, their machloikis will present itself, not only by covered of the imai, by covered amokam also. That's what is mashma, right? The Ran usually is very clear, right? You know, and if the Ran meant like the other Yishayim, he would tell us this, right? That something's missing in the Ran, right? You know, so if, you know, if we learned the Mishnah in the first place and we decided, you know, that that's what was happening in the Mishnah, then our Negius tells us that that's the Ran saying. But if we could come into the Ran without any preconceived ideas, the words of the Ran, right, don't seem to be asking a question or a raya, right? That's what, right? And the next step also, right? You know, what's happening in Amaloy? Are we answering why, you know, there's no question why he agrees over there? Or in the Ran, again, just sounds like you're saying it doesn't necessarily follow.
Right. So they're answering him, no, that the Machlokes does not. I'm trying to say the Machlokes would extend to Kvod HaMarker, and they say, no, it does not extend.
Right.
Don't bring a riot from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Right. Okay, this is like just a little fine point. Omloy im kein ein dom kloimar. Oh, so whether it's omloy, I don't know, but that should be what it is. This is a reply. Im kein ein dom. Omloy im kein ein dom. The Ran's gerer is kloimar. I feel a blazer moider rabbonin dechavir hamokam ein poischen. He agrees. The im isa the poischen ein dom. Right, and that's really the, right, I mean, that's what Mora says, right? That's what it means. Imkain, enidorim, so over there, that's why kavra mokum. Now, what enidorim means, that's Zohar Ran, that's the Gemara. Mora explains what that means. So far, we have not explained over here what the issue is. Why might we not be able to use this as a Pesach? Let's just see one more line in the Mishnah, and then we'll go to the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah umoidim chachom lebleze b'dover shebein levein ovi v'imoy shepoislein b'chavad ovi v'imoy. Concerning the machlokes, the chachomim shita is that you cannot use chavad ovi v'imoy as a Pesach. So Zok the Mishnah that there is a case with a chum amoyda that you could. In a case that he made a neder bidavo shabeinoy levein ove v'imoy. Neder which affects ove v'imoy. Then you could be poseach b'chobet ove v'imoy. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Dovor shabeinoy levein ove v'imoy. Kigoin sha'osram bahana osai. That he asked them from having hana from him. That's what he did. So if he did that, then we could be pesach that neder with a pesach of kavod ove v'imoy. Now let's see the Gemara. We'll jump into the Gemara and then we'll come back around in this rest of the Ran. Right, the rest of the Mishnah is a new halacha. The Ran himself, has the Mishnah broken up. The Ram's mafarish this Mishnah really on Omer Beis after the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. My ein nedarim. My ein nedarim. When Reb Lezer is being mechalik between Kovod HaMokim and Kovod HaVeimoi, and he says that no, Kovod HaMokim is different because ein nedarim. What does he mean with that? Omer Abaye im kein ein nedarim nitrin yofe. What we mean to say is that if we would use Kovod HaMokim to be matter and nether, then the nether wouldn't be a proper nether. Ein nedarim nitrin yofe. Now let's see, what does that mean? Zok Duran. Mai ein nedarim omer Abaye im kein ein nedarim nitrin yofe. Zok Duran. Shafilo im betchil loy hoye nimna bnei Kovod HaMokim. Because a person who made a neder, now this Pesach only helps, you know, in as much as Mitchila, if Hitaka would not have made the neder. However, that someone that Mitchila lo yehayin nimna mekoven amokim, he would not have stopped himself from making the neder. Lo yo is pon of bekach lefnei chochem, you know, to tell the chochem that I would have made the neder anyways. You know, and disregard Kovod HaMokim, that's a pretty big ha'oza. No one has the ha'oza to do that. And therefore, v'yishake v'yoyimah ilo yesideh lo yehayin noidim. So, you know, he'll definitely, if the chacham asks him, if we would have known that there's Kovod HaMokim over here, would you have made the neder? So he, regardless, will say no, right? In order not to be made his pun of, you know, in front of the chacham here. So he's lying. Nimso she'ein nedarim toron yofer. So then this nether really, when the chacham issues the heter, it's not a proper heter. Umishum hochi moed Reb Lezer rabbanon shem poistam b'chavin amokim. That's where Reb Lezer agrees that Kovod HaMokim, I'm asking to you that you can't be poiseach because over there there's a concern of an unauthentic heter. Umiyu bekovered over v'imoy pligi. However, that's everyone agrees that by kovered amokim, but kovered over v'imoy that's machlokes. Rabbanan asri, Rabbanan say that it's also the field who loishna bekovered amokim, loishna kovered over v'imoy ain't other meis hilchachim person. So this is the basis of the chachamim shita is really this, is that kovered over v'imoy. Is that there's a concern that a person's going to lie, he'll be embarrassed to say that he would do it anyways. And so you have this same problem that everyone agrees that you have by Kovod HaMokim, the Chacham Shitas you have by Kovod of Vimoy, and that's why they hold that you can't use that as a Pesach. Rabbi Lezer saw by Kovod HaMokim who they ain't all the Meyers. Have Kovod of Vimoy Meyers. Hilchoch Paiskin. So there's a machlokes by Kovod of the Imoy whether there's a concern of a person lying or not. Probably everyone agrees that that there's a lesser of a chance of a person lying by Ovi the Imoy. We try not to make a machlokes in Mitzis. Out of this, so what we usually try to do in such a situation is that everyone will agree with the facts, and we just and the question just is that at what point, you know, are we chayshish or not chayshish? Right, that's what it would be, right? So the percentage, you know, of people who will lie, well, as far as Kavan HaMakam is concerned, that's everyone agrees that's a high percentage. Everyone agrees that's a reason to be chayish, to be concerned, and that's why the Kulei Almo you can't use that as a as a Pesach, and the percentage of Kovod HaVeimoy is a lower number, and that'll be the issue over there, whether we chayish for this or not. Now I wanted to ask you a question. Someone was more a question over here. They just in Cheshbon, how do we understand how this works? Or what's the problem? Then like this, that what's the base of the problem over here is that the Chacham is going to ask this person you know, that you want to be matir, okay, you know, so let me ask you a question here, right? Would you have done this if you would have known that there was Kavod HaMokom, that's all Kavod HaMokom, right? Come up over here. And the person, you know, is thinking to himself that I would have done it anyways, you know, but I can't reveal that to anyone, so he's going to lie. So the Chacham is going to tell him, okay, since you wouldn't have made the nether, okay, mutloch. Now this person, he knows his story. He knows that he's lying. So doesn't he know that this heter is really not helping him? Right? He knows me. The Chacham asked him the question, and he lied. And based on the answer that he lied, the Chacham said, okay, so you're mutter. So what's the concern about the Michshel over here? Right?
I think Eliyahu asked this question last week.
Last week? Oh, we saw this.
On a different nakuda about a person lying.
Oh, yeah.
Person lying, he said that the answer was the person knows their netter, they're responsible for their own netter. And this was...
So do we say something last week that we could answer this? What would you think the answer to this over here is?
So, I don't know. Maybe the circle that the Rav is in doesn't see people lying as blatantly as people that are out of the workplace. But lies are a very funny thing. Even if you know it's a lie, but you want to get the person to say. People. I know someone that you see him trying to convince himself, and in trying to convince himself and something that he knows is a lie. He tries to, you know, like push people to agree with him that it's, you know, with this lie. I mean, you know, having a person at least not blatantly going against. You know, like, okay, I made a nether, and the Chacham said that I can't do it, or I can do it. You know, the Matthias, I think, makes a difference.
Oh, yeah?
If you get a person to...
nice to show you, if you can help. If you want the workplace, a friend of mine is a nurse administrator, and got a complaint that somebody, resident or a staff member, whatever it was, pushed someone else. It was a physical altercation. This is one who submitted a claim. So he reviewed the security camera, it never happened. So he called the person who filed the complaint and said, are you sure this is the truth, that you're saying that so-and-so pushed you? And she said, yes. And he said, bear in mind, I may have witnessed the entire event, but you still convinced this is true? She said, yes. And he showed the security camera, and she says, well, it's my truth.
It's what?
It's my truth. So, yeah, people momishly be convinced. This is the concept of Mara Heta, it's not a fiddle. They even, like, yeah, they can change black to white in their own heads. So the guy said, yeah, I think I would have, or maybe if I would have known you told, if you would have given me a Musa Shia about Kavod HaMokom, then I probably would have.
Mm-hmm.
Sound very,
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so we'll try to tackle work with that. Akopan, but the Gemara says what the Gemara says, right? That over here, the concern, the reason why we can't be matir is because a michshul is going to come out of it. There are going to be people, there are going to be situations where the heter is really not an authentic heter, and people are going to walk away, the chacham, you know, not knowing, you know, he'll issue the heter, and the receiver of the heter will convince himself, like you're saying, that it's okay.
You can see that a person would be embarrassed if everyone saw he made a nether, now he's going against the nether, so a person would be embarrassed to be over on it, but if he says no, you know, this Rav says it's mutter, even though he knows he's a Rasha, right, you know, or he has a Yetzirah, to do it, but at least he doesn't have the Bizoy, is that he's able to tell all his friends, no, I'm doing, I still have to marry off his children, and...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I mean, maybe, I don't... Sure. I'm not sure what you just said, so I might be repeating it. meaning, if he doesn't now listen to the Chacham's Heter, they're going to see that he was lying when he said, I wouldn't have made the netter the Kavod HaMokom. So he's specifically, meaning just like he lied. Just like what?
You know, he's saying even more than he's saying, right?
Meaning, just like he lied.
He's stuck.
Right, just right. Yeah.
If he adheres to the nether, then he looks bad.
But you're right, the same person that I was thinking about in the previous thing, he would make a point to show people that he...
Okay, thanks. Okay, you're bringing it from other sides to showing that the what is the seichel behind this, right? There is okay, very good. Okay, zakoponim. So according to this, that this is mamish the whole issue over here, right? The issue over here is a problem. An issue of a non-valid heter, because a person is going to be lying because he's embarrassed to say the truth. So that's why we can't use a Pesach of Kofen HaMokum, the Kuli Alma, and of a Ve'imoy has that same problem. Right. So it's all the same Svora over here, and it's just Machik is when that Svora applies. Right?
And this might be just reiterating what you didn't want to discuss above, but I mean, it seems he never uses the word charata in this description, right? This is all really going that he has nothing to do with charata.
Right. This is not. The Ran. Maybe this is a little point where the Ran doesn't mention that point, right? Usually the Ran is the most mirich on all these things, and Taka. Why he doesn't mention, I didn't enter that so much over here, just to tell you the Ha'orah
so I can mention something that, what I think the Ravid says.
Yeah.
I think the Ravid holds, oh, this is by Molit, by Nolit. Never mind. This is by an issue of Nolit, so...
Okay, so let me get to let us know about that.
I mean, I there might be a dimion, but I'll hold off because he's saying in Nolit, not here. Okay.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Zolta Gemara. So this is Shita Sabayim. This is Shita Sabayim. This is Shitas Abaya. The truth is that we could see the rest of the Ran right now on the Mishnah. So the Ran, Umihu, Nehid Maskin and Hochad in Paisim Kovat Hamokim. Zok the Ran like this. Is that Nehid the Maskin and Hochad in Paisim of the Mokim, right? But this also, without going into much of an arichas, but this is also. But mashma, like we're saying in the Ran, right? The Ran says that true that we came out over here at the end of the thing that everyone's masking that you can't be pesach and kovet hamokin. Right? So it would sound like that maybe this at one point maybe it was not like that, right? And that's the maskona. Akapon miyunin maskin hoch dem pesachim kovet hamokin. Dafka bekovet hamokin who dem pesachim. Mishum de mi'is, so the poiskin ain nidorim nisrim yofa, kedis begimora. She'ain shum odom meis pon of loimar, shafil hoye idea, shahoye, shahu makel, shafil hoye idea, shum makel, kapanamokam hoye noida. No one is going to openly say that. Bafil loy hoye nimna kach mit chili shakalimkin, but and even if, in his heart, he might have yet done that, but he's gonna lie before the Chacham to say that. Now the Ran is talking Shitas Abaya over here, right? Shitas Abaya over here. The Mefarshim are talking on this Oranis, whether this goes into the Machlokes Abayin, the Klolim of the Pesachim Abayin Rava, right, whether we pass in. That's what But the Ran is talking about his time that we just learned right now, right? That's what it's based on.
I mean,
did I miss something?
What?
Maybe I missed something. Is there enough min al-halacha in this machlokes?
Do we know? Not yet. Maybe we'll have to see.
I mean, In the Ran's second explanation over here, could this also be going in Rava?
So we'll hash that out. So we get clear. See, right now he's talking about Kovod Hamokim. Kovod Hamokim. I think there's definitely machlokes, right? Maybe what's machlokes by Kovod Avimai, but in Kovod Hamokim, right?
No, in Kovod Hamokim, I thought they're
not. All right. So let's get there. We'll see, because that's a little. Little cheshbon, right? So we'll talk about it when we get there. Make sure we have the same hanochas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Zok the Ran. Yes, the Ran's making a point over here that even though the Gemara is clear that Kovod Hamokim you can't. However, Zok the Ran. Aber Kov mitzvah achas poischen ukud islam the kamon. It's a mission later on. The Mishnah says, "Poischin loyim in hakosav by Torah, ilo yisidei shato over al loisis zechich buvavecha klum hayisin noider." What's the difference? Zok the Ran, mishum the mitzvah achas ki hani the moni tano loy chamir luhu leinshi kulehai. So the Ran says is that if what's being brought to him is a specific mitzvah, and these mitzvahs, people in general, don't regard them as dvorim chamurim. I guess maybe people look at such a thing as maybe like a midah tova, even though it's lav in the Torah, but it's lechamir hul in shikule hai. So the Ran's making a difference that if we're bringing in front of him Kovod Hamokim, right, that's bring that to the forefront, that's taka too difficult for a person to be mayiz. But if you just refer to psukim chayis tisurim, that psukim, even though everything it eventually makes its way is based on its tzivi Hashem, but it's not as blatant, right? And people somehow are able to.
And that last point, even according to Rabbi Elazar, right?
Even according to Rabbi Elazar,
that in the mitzvah achas you can be poseach, right? If the Rav gave that you're drawing, where to draw the line, so they would say that mitzvah achas would be the most probable, then kibbut aveim, and then
most probable that a person would be mayiz, right?
And then, right? Right? Rabbi Lezer would agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he holds. I mean, Rabbi Lezer holds that covered of the imoy, we would also assume that a person, right?
Right.
Isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably want to say in the Chachamim, right?
Could be right.
Now it's the Ran rather happens to be talking like in the context of Kovod Hamokim, and that's how he's talking over here, as if like this is more like on that line. But in truth, you're right. Right? I mean that's what it should be, right? Everyone holds. There's three levels really over here, right? Kovod Hamokim, everyone holds you can't. There's Machlokes inspired Kovod of the Imoy, and Kovod Mitzvah Achas, right. Everyone holds that you could. Right? So that you're clearly right. We're all using the same Sfara, so that's how things should be set up. Yeah, well, what are you saying?
I'm asking for that. Just at some point, I don't want to make you do it now, but maybe you can give at some point a Musar Shmuz on why it seems as though we're not even holding on this Madriga that we would lie about Kavana Mokum, I think, in this day and age. Certainly non-religious people, and it might even be religious people. Are we more embarrassed? Would we be more embarrassed to say, if somebody would say, you know, if you had known that you would be mezalzel on Hashem more than parents, or, you know, it might be a little hafuch these days even, or somebody would say, you know, you were mezalzel b'Shabbos. Somebody accused you of being mechal Shabbos. Right. Might be, but there's a joke about this, right? That people have more fear of Shkia than they have of a Makkah, of Hashem. So I just feel like there's a... all of our priorities are not in line with the Hanachas of the Gemara, which shows the Yerida, the level that we fall to. So I don't need a whole shmoo. Maybe now is not the right time, but maybe at some point you can comment on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Am I wrong?
I don't want to say right or wrong.
Okay.
I think there are some people who are, you know, Tanakh Shnishpo, who have lost a lot of the Shkotas of what Yudhishthira was there. I hope that people are still out of would be embarrassed to tell a Rav, I don't care about the
Kavanah. Oh, even if I hear. Okay. Standing in front of a Rav. Okay, I hear that.
Even
okay.
If I
front of it, yeah.
So you're saying because Taco were worried, they really didn't have such fear of a Makom because they would have made the Netter anyway. It's right. Just that in front of the Rav, they're right. Embarrassed to say.
Was it okay. Yehudah Zakkai when he told the Tamid before he died? Halavai that you should have as much use from you have use for you have other people.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
So even back then, it was like human nature, but at least it was a cultural norm to not like say, I don't care about Jewish man. Hopefully that's still true.
Oh, okay. Among from people, probably that's still true. Okay, I hear you. Okay, Shko.
So to say you're wrong,
that we should be internalized and not just have it.
Yeah. Hear what you're saying.
Okay, save the joke. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Okay, so this was just Abai's Pshat in the Mishnah, right? That everything revolves around one svara, the svara of what the Gemara by any door mitten yafim means. It's a milchshol that there really won't be a basis of a heter. Because the person will lie when he's asked in Befnei Chacham if he would have made the nether. He's too embarrassed to say that he would make it anyways. He says he wouldn't make it. And, you know, if that's the answer, so then the Chacham will tell him, Motulach, it's Motul. And that already will cause a Mechshel, right? As discussed before, that he will convince himself that it's okay. Yeah. Zotimor Rava Omar, based Rava Omar, in Cain, Eni Dorim, Nisholim Lechochem. What the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says that Kovna Mokim, Reb Lezer agrees that you can't use that as a Pesach, because that's going to bring to Eni Dorim Nisholim Lechochem, and people won't feel the need to ask a Chochem anymore. Let's see the Ran. Zotimor. People won't feel the need to ask the Chacham anymore. That everyone will use this Pesach. This is a Pesach which is fit for all Nidorim. So let's see what this means. What the Gemara is saying as follows. That people, the reason why people go to a Chacham is because they can't decide on their own whether there's a Pesach or not. And that's why they feel they need to go to a Chacham. But once it gets out that there's this general Pesach, which really applies by every single nether, So then it won't be necessary. People will feel it's not necessary to go to a chacham, and then people will use this on their own.
And what about lo yachol devaro? Who sheino mechol?
So is there a nekuda that it has to be a chacham, or can it just be another third party, a different person?
I mean, there definitely is a loch of shlosh adyotis, and that is to be matter neder. Now, what I'm hearing the olim being ma'ir is that if there is a halacha that you need, some kind of bezdin or someone who is representing the bezdin to paskin, so how does this happen? Just because there is a general heter, but fine to you, but that just means that you're confident that you have what to be. But how does that lead to a person coming to the to not going to the chacham? If that's true, that you need a chacham to be matter, it's not something that you could do on your own. It's a halacha. You could then idea Pesach. You could be shoyel lechacham. Right. So, if someone could explain this, again with some human nature here, maybe that's the answer also. But the way people work, that's what
it's human nature,
right? Either that we're making.
Meaning you're saying that it's not halacha, really? They didn't. It's just a human nature issue, and they're not gonna. They're gonna go against the halacha.
Okay. Here. So, the Hatoras Neder needs either a Yochid Mancha or three Hadiotas.
Right.
So maybe he'll assume the reason why you need a Chacham is because you have to know what's Pesach, what's not Pesach. But once we get past that nut, I don't need a Chacham. Anybody can do it. The Rebbe doesn't say exactly that. The Rebbe says that he'll do it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But could be he'll just call his friend and say, "Hey, I definitely have a Pesach. I need someone to bless it for me."
Pesach Pesach Elatzmo.
It's not saying he'll be matter it for himself. He'll define the Pesach for himself.
Okay. Right, can I?
So then what's the problem with that?
See, in the... This diktuk over here, again...
But you're saying he will go to a chacham eventually, right? No.
No, I think he'll...
Person will think, I would think this. I know that you need to have one chacham with three judges. Why do you need a chacham? Good spot would be because how do I know what qualifies as a legitimate Pesach? That's the need for Chacham. But if I've absolved that, if I don't have that need, because we've now established that Kvod HaMakom is always a valid Pesach, I don't need a Chacham anymore.
So he's not just going to be decide what the Heter is, he's going to be mad to himself.
I would like to say that. The man doesn't say that. The man says that he'll be Pesach. He'll define that this is a valid Pesach. And I would just go to a random guy and say, okay, I have a Pesach, and I don't need a Chacham, I just need a guy to matter it.
Right. I want to suggest that the Ron is learning this whole sugya has to do with Tos. In a Tos, you don't need, and maybe a Tos, you mamish don't need a Chacham for it. Toast is a toast. If it's a toast, it's a toast. You didn't make an edder. I don't know, but that's the way I've been understanding, and the way I can understand all of these issues. That when do you need a chacham? You need a chacham for charata when you didn't have a toast.
According to what we're saying here, right, is that most there are people that would make the neder even though it's a zilzul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And right, so this isn't really a blanket heter that always applies, right? Because there are certain people that would have charata and certain people that wouldn't have charata.
Let's hear that again. This
without the busha aspect, right?
Right.
It could be a good Pesach, or it could not be a good Pesach, right? I mean, so there are some people that would sincerely say, "Oh yeah, you know, if I realized the Chilul Hashem, I wouldn't have made it, and that would be a good Pesach." And there are other people that are, they might, according to Abaye, they might be embarrassed to admit it. But in Emes, they would have continued to make the nether, and so in some cases this is taka, at least on paper, a good Pesach, and other people it's not a good Pesach. Right? Is that true?
See, in this test, let's just see if that's right. I mean, the point of this test is that going to a chacham is going to be the idea is going to be lost.
Right. So that's what I'm asking: is that why would it be lost? Right. That's where I'm going up to. Is that if this Pesach sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work. So then, Adrav, there's more reason to go to a chacham to establish, when I can use this Pesach or not use this Pesach.
Well, so, I mean, this one would sound like that this Pesach is universal, and it'll work all over, and we're not concerned for people lying, and it works.
So you're saying that Rav is arguing on the Matthias, and he's saying that a person would always if he thought about it would have not made the nether.
Right.
So he's calling on that. Okay.
That's what it sounds like over here.
Well, I would answer it.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a way to cheshbon otherwise? This Gemara. The point of this Gemara is that if we be able to pesach with kavod hamokim, then that the given is that this is a heter which applies to every single neder, and the problem with that is that now people are not going to come to a chacham. Now we spoke before. Not clear whether this is the point of the Gemara or not, but what we spoke with before was that you actually need a chacham, right? Even though maybe it's true that this is a valid Pesach, but a chacham you need. So if people will somehow decide that since I have a definitely good Pesach and now I don't need a chacham anymore, and I'll just mark themselves or he'll go to Gemara Yoytis, however we want to understand this, right? That's the problem over here. So the assumption over here is that this everyone will be able to use this Pesach? Right? Doesn't sound like what the line we had before was in front of the chacham, but this is not going to the chacham, right? This is just it doesn't sound like we are having a person lie to himself. Right, so this,
well,
so
he might rationalize and convince himself that he can use a Pesach when it's not appropriate.
Okay, so that I don't know. I mean, the Ran says that Shari Pesach are royal chola hanidorim. All nidorim, maybe not to all people. So let's just see that for a minute. Let's just see if we maybe chesh a little bit differently. In the Chalam, maybe we're only concerned about those people that it really would work for them. The people who know that they would do it anyways, they know it's not a heter. They'll go to the chacham. What's going to happen now, according to this teretz? as far as the first teretz of the Gemara, right? We're not working with lying, so they're not going to lie, right? So according to this teretz, they'll come to the Chacham, and the Chacham will try to use this thing. They'll tell him, I'm sorry, but right? So they'll try to find something else. Okay, so then maybe we cheshbon what was saying. So we don't need to have the problem that the Hetter Chacham will be lost. It'll be a forgotten thing, because maybe that's true. Maybe those people that the Hetter doesn't work for, because they will make it anyways. They're gonna have to go to a Chacham to help them find a Pesach. But the problem is all the people, right? Which are most people who would refrain from that if they would have realized that. Those people are gonna get a heter in they're not gonna go to the Chacham.
So now the only people who go to a Chacham to matter a neder or a shayim.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Tos and Karat?
You mean in din or in like mitzvahs? It never was at all. Like it was nothing. Didn't do anything.
It
could be that even if you were over on that neder previously, you would be because you never made a neder at all. Whereas Chareta might be kind of above, but if you were over previously, so that might be a different stuff coming out of the halakha.
Interesting. Okay.
And what's the terms of the mitzvahs?
I meant mechanism, how it's an edder, but the use of the
mitzvahs. Right, because the toast is that you make an edder in the chal.
Right, the toast is more from Pesach, right? At the time in the nether, did.
That's what we think. That's what we're thinking.
What's the definition of toast? That you would have, at the time, you didn't know about it? Or if you would have known, you would have not made it?
It has to mean, it can't be a no list, right? But if you had known such and such, you would not have made the netter. Whereas here, it's like, I wish now I hadn't made the netter because of the unhappiness that's going on. I'm mitcharit now. I wouldn't have made, if I had known then what I know now, I wouldn't have made the netter. But there.
That sounds like Kfal Makan, I could always say that, and I feel bad, I regret that I made it.
That's a great question, might be a question. Maybe Kabbat HaMakom with Harata is different than this whole Sugya. Might be a way to learn, I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, I don't mean that Kabbat HaMakom has Harata, I'm saying. Sounds like you could, the same arguments we're making about Kavod Makom, you could make about Chareta, because you could always say, change my mind.
Right, but it might be Chareta for sure, you need a Chacham. It's different from a Taos. Taos is, if it's a Taos, you know, maybe you don't need a Chacham, because you didn't do anything. It's a Taos. Somebody has to decide that it's a toast, but if you decide it's a toast, it's a mamash toast, maybe you don't need any kind of a heter at all. Because
like
you made a toast.
Later, like, says he thinks his wife hit his son, so he makes an heter against him, find out that he shouldn't hit him. Right, that was a toast.
Right. But, I mean, I don't want to speak about specific examples, but there are things. It says, in Sarah Heter, in Sarah Heter, there are places where it says, in Sarah Heter. Because it's called the toast.
So that's not Pesach.
I'm not sure. First of all, I'm not sure what's called a Pesach. Also, I'm not sure the lashon of what it means. Potchin. Potchin might mean davka Pesach, or maybe potchin means you don't. When he comes to you, you don't initiate the conversation that way.
Well, that's not what Pesach means. That you suggest to him.
And all of these sugyas, it could go either way. It seems to me. I'm not sure.
Interesting.
When you get into the word Pesach, I'm not sure. But when you talk about Taos, it seems to be pretty clear that a Taos, if it's a Taos, it's a Taos. It was like a nothing.
There's a verb of Pesachim, but we're also putting a noun of what is a Pesach.
Right.
Right. So what is that?
I think the Ran understands that Pesach is like Taos. And Charata is Charata. That's what I think the Ran understands. But I'm not sure I would say that everybody understands that way, or 100% that that's what the Ran understands. I think he understands this whole sugi as being Pesach, which is a Taos. And that's why he never speaks about Charata.
Does Pesach ever get used as a noun in the Gemara? Or is it just our verbiage?
I hear you. Does they ever say the word Pesach itself? I don't remember. We have to go back. Look on Kaf Beis. I'm sorry. Am I giving you time to think, or am I?
So maybe we should carry on a little bit over here.
Okay.
Right. We started a little bit late, so let's use the time. Yes, I just wanted to mention like this is that the. In the Rosh, it's mevuyir over here that when the Rosh speaks out, if you look at the Rosh over here, the first Rosh on the Gemara, he's already in Ravel. He talks about this halacha over here. So the Rosh speaks out that kavan makom shach bechol nedarim miftchol bekavan makom. So if he hears once that is the basis of a Pesach. Now he ends it like this. Right? You see at the end of the Rosh. Who any idea? Which is what I think Michael mentioned this before. I mean, that's half of the problem. The problem is that he doesn't realize, and I was like you're saying, you know, he'll explain, you know, what chacham is needed for, mm-hmm. but he doesn't know that it's an intrinsic halacha in a chamer. That's part of the problem. So the Rosh Taka sounds like at the end of the day, you know, mm-hmm. he'll just be matir la'atzmi, simply.
What's the mochel? What is that?
Lo yachal dvor, right? That's the drosh. Right? When the mochel, but chen mochel. That's the. That's that din. So this is taka based on that. So therefore Chazal said that a Pesach which is very simple and works for everything could bring to a problem. The person will feel it's not necessary to go to Chochmah at all. So therefore we want to do away with a Pesach which is applicable all over, which a person, you know, will feel confident that he has a Pesach, and that will lead to him being matil atzmi without going to a chacham. All right, lomazen. Let's see. Okay, we're in the middle of the Ran over here, right, and the Ran continues. Right, so the Ran just explained Rav Shita that since this is something which is applicable by all Nadorim.
Is it clear that Baba Bai and Rava only speaking to Rabbanan?
Speaking
to Rabbanan?
What does that mean?
It's a gezeira that the people might be Meshaker and Ein Nedarim the Taran Yacha. It's a gezeira. Ein Nedarim the Shon Lachacham. These are all sound like to Rabbanan type of things.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So really. We're saying that.
Why are we saying that? Why are we saying this is only Durabun?
Because in Cain in the Darm, the Darm Yafa, it's Xerin Durabun. They were afraid that they will come, that people will be Meshakir and there won't be a good Heter for the Nether. They were afraid that people won't go to the Chacham. They'll be Matad. These are
the Rabbanan
Gezeris, right?
Okay. Hold on a second. Those are two different issues you just said there. If they go to let me say. You're saying if they go to the Chacham and they lie, and the Chacham's mat to them, it works, and it's only a Gezerah because they didn't want them to be Meshaker and have it work?
Works,
I'm not
work.
So sure.
No,
I don't know. I'm not masking to that.
Im Kain is the Gzeirah Dal
Barim. If they go to the Chacham, they
you're
don't
right,
buy.
You're right, but the Gzeirah right, is for the case of the lies. Now we want
right,
now,
but the Gzeirah
now we won't be matred even if a person is not lying.
Right,
that's what it means. Menachnami. I mean, the Gzeirah is always auto a case where there's a real problem.
I understand that,
right?
But it's all Drabanim.
So okay, see, maybe that's what Michael was picking up.
On. The heter works.
The heter works only if you're not lying, right? If in truth you're not lying, then it helps, right?
But that you don't need a Mishnah, to, right? In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that there's a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan,
that even if you're not lying,
I just wanted to make that clear.
You're not allowed to be matur and neder that way. Right?
Yes, you're right. If he's lying, so then it's not a Pesach. The whole thing is built on a sheker, and then there's nothing. But if he's not lying, right. So the Gzeirah is D'Rabbanan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Right. So let's just speak this out. Let's say a person would go to a chacham and a chacham would be matir based on kavanah mokum, and he would be and he would use that to heter, right? So would he be over nisa deraisa?
Would who be over nisa deraisa?
The person who made the neder.
Depends on which teret, and depends on. It depends on whether the guy is Meshaka or not. Didn't you just say that a minute ago?
Yes, that's a total case where a person is not Meshaka, right? And really, Chochum is not supposed to be Matir, right? And this Chochum forgot, he made a mistake, whatever it was, and he was Matir with Kavanah Mokum, right?
So then it would work.
It would work, because he wouldn't be over an Isser. I mean, in truth, Midrabonon, he's not allowed to use his head, right?
Right.
But if he would be, then he wouldn't have the right to take a isurim of being over an eder.
Okay.
Lachar, right? Assuming that Rabban didn't go further and then just make it isurim Rabban, not undo the use the power to undo the heter, right? Okay. So now let's see the Ran. So the Ran Vayetim. Kashulon. Now remember, in the context of the Mishnah over here, that we're being mechalik in Shitas Reb Elezer, that Reb Elezer holds, in Reb Elezer Shita, that you could use Ovav Imay, but you can't use Kavod HaMokim. And we just explained Kavod HaMokim you can't because it's a universal heter, which could work for any nether, and that brings to the problem of people not going to a chacham. Now, Zokteran, that...
If the person doesn't go to a chacham, then the nether is not he makes his own Pesach. The nether is kayim. The Pesach doesn't work if he makes his own Pesach.
You need the heter chacham.
If you don't have a heter chacham, then the nether is 100% enforced.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Frekteran, that what's the difference? According to this, for Kashalon, if you tell me that the reason why Lez is made by Kavanah Mokum is because it's a universal heter and that will bring that a person won't bother going to a Chacham anymore, I might pull the cover of Avimoy. So then, why is he arguing and says that you could use Avimoy? Shouldn't you have the same problem? Right? Asks the Ran, L'chor Avimoy, right? This is the same issue. That every nether, right, person makes nedarim, so there's a zilzul not an avimai there. So if we would be matter that, so then training, he'll use that for every nether. Enfiteran ve'efsher zokteran the sfeila of lezer deikin nedarim dekili kulei hai she'ein lo aviv leimai zilzul b'hem. So zokteran that. That no, maybe it's not a universal, or it's really not a heter which will apply to all nedarim. That there are nedarim which wouldn't bring a zilzul la'aviv le'imay. V'hani leka lemiftach b'hu b'kavir aviv le'imay, and these he can't. Hilkach kiven the chol nedarim le'sagi lahu b'hai pischa. Since whether now that we're saying that. The Avimai doesn't really help for all the Dorim, There are other them that people don't look at it as bizoin for avi. Binedorim the sail who nami poiskin kid maskin and bishmaiden. So once it's not a universal term, so then we're not concerned that people are going to use that heter. Now even for the dorm that maybe might be applicable, but we're not concerned, and therefore you could use it. We'll see that in the Hemshecha Gemara.
What's the svar? I don't understand. Because there are some nedarim that are not a zilzal in the covenant of the parents, therefore, but there are some that are a zilzal in the covenant of the parents. It basically, it's only a problem if it will come to every single nedar, you can use this excuse.
Yeah, because like mino of life is that person is going to rely on himself only if it's taka across the board, right? If it's such a thing which works all over. Right, so then he doesn't need, his decision is not playing a role in it. That's what it is. And if he has to make a decision on it, whether this is applicable or not, the person doesn't have the confidence and he'll go to a chacham. But once it's the
he's
type,
he's unsure
of,
whether that excuse would work.
Yeah.
So then he has to go to the chacham to clarify whether it would work or not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And right. Even if there's a case where it's vaday zilzal kavod avi v'imo, we're not goyzer in that case, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. The gzeira is based on the fact that it's a dover poshut that it works all over. Right. Once it's not so poshut all over, then you know even maybe if the person would he's really not confident. That's the basis of this gzeira is the fact that it works all over. If it works all over, so then you know he feels that you know he's not making any decision over here. It's a dover poshut, and therefore he'll be samech on it. So Zochtu Ran is nochmas. So the Ran says as follows that this reasoning only helps by kovid hamokim, but in kovid avi imoy kontra belezer, right? That we're not concerned, and therefore it goes holds that you could use the Pesach. Because
and kavod hamakom is a type of thing that's shaykh to every single nether.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Zok the ran. Let's see the eyes for the ran. Zok the ran now. Rabbonon sviriluhu.
I don't know. By the way, how happy he is with this answer. He gives his teretz, but I don't know how happy he is because then he gives a whole different shot, which doesn't require this.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Rabbonon sviriluhu. The misa the poiskin lukulhi nidri sagi. The Rabbanan hold that if this would work, it would work for all nedarim. And again, that seems to be some kind of a machlekes is how you evaluate this, because the Rabbanan are looking at this avimoy as something which is shayach to kol nedarim. V'imkein ein nedarim misham lachochem hilchot kulein poiskin. So let's just hear what just happened over here. So according to the Ran, at this point, that the machlekes in the mission, there is one svar that's going around. That's what it is. And it's machlekes Abaye and Rava, really, what the base of the svar is. That, according to the Chacham by Kavod Avimai, and according to everyone by Kavod Hamokim, why can't you use something which seems to be a good Pesach? That's Machlekes. In the Gemara between Abaye and Rava, what is the issue over here? According to Abaye and the Gemara, the problem is a concern of a Meshaker. That's what the issue is. And the Gemara refers to that as any darn nitrin yofe. Chacham is going to issue a heter which is not a valid heter. Right? And, you know, the person is going to use the heter. And that's the root of the machlekes over here. So, contra blazer, that applies dafka by kovod mokum. That's where we have the concern that person is going to be, you know, he's going to lie because he's going to be too embarrassed to say otherwise. By over imay and that. And according to the Chacham, that problem is a problem even by over imay, and that's why you can't be matir. It's all the same svar. According
to the machlokes between the Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim is whether people will be meshaker according to Abaye.
Yeah, yeah.
Chachamim hold people would be meshaker even for covered off of bimo.
Mm-hmm.
And Rabbi Lezer holds that they will not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now according to Rava, that the issue on the Mishnah is a whole different issue. The Mishnah not an issue of a Meshaker, but the issue in the Mishnah is that which nether is considered a universal heter, which as a result of that, that's going to cause people to not go to a Chacham and they'll be Matir La'atzmai. Is that only applies to Kavod HaMokum? That's according to Rav Lezer's sheet. The Kavod HaMokum is the only thing which has that problem, but by Kavod Avihim is not, like the Ran says, is not something which helps by all the Dorim, and therefore people are not so confident with that, and therefore they're going to go to the Chacham, they're not going to rely on a Kavod of Avihim to matter themselves, and according to the Chachamim, that is something which is shaykh to all the Dorim. Right? Exactly, you know, what that issue is, maybe we have to think about. But we're just saying that according to this mahalach in the Ran, that there's really just one issue going on in the it's really one svara in the Mishnah. Now, maybe you could be ma'ir. I have to see whether in any cheshbon there's really an answer to this. Over here, we have to see. But let's just be ma'ir the question right now. I mean, the Gemara, my ein nedarim, right? The Gemara first picks up and asks the question in Rabbi Lezer being moided to the Chachomim, right? As if in the difference between the two, we didn't have any problem understanding what the Chachomim didn't ask what my time the Chachomim, right? That wasn't the question of the Gemara, right? Mm-hmm. According to this, is that really. What's being megal over here is really the basic issue over here. Right? Mm-hmm. Really, what
you're saying that after we clarify what the imkain is, then we go back to understand what the original machlokas Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham was in the beginning of the Mishnah.
Well, I mean, it's one svara, right? Maybe we'll have to adjust it, but I'm just, at this point, I'm asking as a question, and then maybe we'll have to just. Work a little bit from cheshbon, but what I'm just pointing out is that there's really one svara going on over here, right? The Gemara seems to understand the Mishnah, and the Gemara just wants to know that what is this svara that Rebbe Lezer is why is he agreeing by Kavod HaMokum? That's what the Gemara is saying. So it would seem like that we understood everything till this point. That means that the Chacham Shita, why they hold that you can't be matir, we covered of v'imoy, sounds like we understand them. One didn't ask the kasha of my time the Chacham, right? The Gemara just wanted to know in Blazer, you know, how would you make the difference? And on that, the Gemara says this svara over here. Now, really, what this is the Gemara is just really telling us the Iker svara. That we're saying over here. I mean, what this ends up being really the Shitas Chachomim, and the Machlekes really is, you know, when does this svara apply? Right, that's what comes out in the Gemara. So, well, basically, Moir said the Moir should have asked my time the Chachomim. Really, that really should have been the initial question. Now the Ran himself, like before, like that was the deek in the Ran before. The Ran says, "Vechachom oisim b'gemor mefarash tamayim," right? That you see that Ran up there. That in Ochanam, I mean, the Gemara, right? You know, you want to know time the Chachamim, the Gemara mefarash tamayim.
Even though mefarish, what is the time of the Chachamim and the Gemara? You have to figure it out on your own.
Right, the Gemara is not discussing. The Gemara, right? The Gemara is saying my in the dorm, right? Which is really, in Shittas Rebbe Lezer.
You have to figure it out from what they say about in Cain in the dorm with the Gemara. You have to figure out what the Chacham held in the Reisha, but it doesn't say in the Gemara what's the reason of the Chacham.
Right. That's not what the most common to say. If that's what we're pointing out. According to this understanding, that you know, really, the Gemara maybe asks the question a little later on in the Mishnah, but really, the basic svara over here, you know, hasn't really been told to us. And Abai and Rava are telling us the basic svara of the Gemara, why anyone should aser. And then the Machlokes just is that, you know, where does that svara apply? Right, that's what's coming out over here in the Gemara.
What about Rabbi Tzedek? What does he hold?
It sounds like he doesn't hold the schiluk, right? He holds that kavod of imay and
kavod of makom are the same.
Should be the same.
Mm-hmm. And therefore, he's not afraid that people are going to be mashaker, and he's not afraid. Oh,
someone's saying, see, I don't think it's a private cheat over here, right? We discussed this before that the Vishayim learned that he's coming to ask a question on Rabbi Lezer.
The Rush says that, but the Ran doesn't seem to say that.
Right. That's what we pointed out. And the Ran sounds like he's just developing Rabbi Lezer shita. That's what he's coming to say, right? And on that, the Gemara answers that it doesn't necessarily follow. That's what I'm saying.
At the end of the day, would Rabbi Tzedek hold that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that you can be posach b'chavar ha-machom? Is it a machlokes Rabbi Tzedek and the Chachamim what Rabbi Eliezer holds?
So we don't know whether he was mekabel, you know, the imkain.
Right.
That's what I'm asking. I don't know what the answer to that is. Okay. Now let's see the Hemshech Miran. Okay. Let's look at the Cheshbon of the second Pshat Niran. Oid Efsheli Loimar. Tohochika Omar. This is what the one means to say. Omar Abaye, Im Kain Ein Nidorim Mutorin Yofe. That's Abaye, right? It's a problem of being Mishaker, and then the heter that the Chochom is going to issue is not really a valid heter. Umishimhochim Moed Rebbe Eliezer Rabbonon B'Kovod HaMokim. That's why he's masking by Kovod HaMokim. Who polig b'kovod over the imoy, bahu time gufei, who kedekasivna le'el, and he holds that time does not apply to over the imoy. The Rebbe Lezer loy chayish le'taimo de'en edor mitoron yofe.
By over the imoy.
Rabbonin chayishi, right. Like we said before. So in the Ran, Abaye, in the second Pshat in the Ran, Abaye stays the same. Right? Is that how you understood it, Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's see. The Rava Polagale, Rava's arguing, the Omar in, Bekovet Hamokoim Kushto Ka'amrit, that Zokt Rava, that Kovod HaMokim, yeah? The issue of Kovod HaMokim, that I agree with you. Dikla Mechesh De'enedon Nisun Yofi. That Kovod HaMokim, if you want to explain why that everyone agrees by Kovod HaMokim, then there's a problem of a Meshaker. Umshimhochi Kuli Almo Moidu De'en Poyschen Loi. Avo B'Kovod Ovi Imoi, Afil Rabbonu Lechai Shibay Le'enedon Nisun Yofi. Because according to this pshat in the Ran, there's two different issues going on, right? Right. That's what this Ran is saying over
here.
It's
a pshat in Rava.
Yeah, right. In Rava, right? That means that Rava is not talking to what the Gemara started, right? That's a chiddush in pshat in Gemara. My ain't it dorm yofe, Amar Abaye. Abaye is discussing that. Rava Omar, right, is not discussing that. Right.
Abai would hold the same thing of Meshaker as an issue by Kovod HaMakom, and it's a machlokes whether it's an issue by Kovod of the Imo.
Right.
The same issue. Mm-hmm. Rava holds that I agree with you, the issue is by Kovod HaMakom, but by Kovod of the Imo, it's a different issue.
Right. Mm-hmm. I will be Kovod of the Imo. afilu rabbanon lechay shibei leinidom nisin yofe, that that's not the problem. I covered of the email. We're not afraid of a mishaker. The hotnad will cover mitzvah achas poison kasiv masnisin. The cover of the imay nami loishno. So he equates in this pshat cover of the imay will be similar to the mitzvah achas, which there's no concern. You could use that as a pesach bet mitzadet. Ela tamay rabbon to ask the cover of the imay, what is that problem? Mishum demis the poison kiven the bahai pischo sagi lukulanidri einidor mishol lochochum. That the reason why the Chacham say you can't use avimai is because of this other svara that is what Rav is coming to talk about, that the concern that since it's a heter which helps all over, so we're afraid that a person will end up not coming to the Chacham. Now according to this pshat, Zokteran, Rabbi Lezer loy chayish lahaytime b'klal. Rabbi Lezer is not chayish at all. Because the reason why he's murdered by Kovad HaMokim has nothing to do with this. He's murdered by Kovad HaMokim because of a chashash mishaker. So let's see it. So according to this plat, there's really two different svaras that are going on. The Iker Machloek is in the Mishnah by Kovad of the Imoy. That's a shaila of whether we're concerned that since it's a universal heter which talks taka to everything, will that result in a person not going to a chacham? That's a machleikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, right? That's that.
By Kovar Avima,
right. Now the svara of Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer is not chayish that at all, right? That whole thing, right? This Rabbi Lezer is moed is for a different reason. That's taka because of a chashash mishaker, right? That is the pshat in that. And the chashash mishaker is something which is only applicable by kovad mokim, but not by right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what we'll come at. Everyone agrees that where the svaras apply. The machlokes is whether you hold of the svara in the first place. That means this svara of a universal heter, whether that's going to result in not going to a chacham or not. That's the machlokes. Now that's something which applies by Ava V'imai, and L'chayra Hu Hadin, let's just cheshbon this, that Kavan HaMokam also really, really applies, that should apply. Factually, but right? So in Halacha, right. So what I just mean to say is like this, that according to the Chachamim, the truth is that they don't really need more than the svara of Yatim Yanim Blei Chacham, right? This svara in Nidorim Nisham L'Chacham, right? Because if you hold to this svara, then this svara applies everywhere, right? And as a coin to Beleza, he argues on the svara in the first day. He doesn't hold it. You want to know why he's masking by Kavan HaMokim? Because it's not a svara of Meshaker, right? Now you know the Rabban hold of Meshaker or not, right? It's not mevuyer. If they're about to hold them, they don't need them. They don't need this svara of mishaker because you know they have the problem where mishaker, you know, as far as we're concerned, is not applicable. So they don't really need this svara.
I mean, just as this, the way you're speaking it out is when they answer back in the Doran, the chachamim are speaking. Then they're really answering in the Shita Rabbi Eliezer. We talk already have a good svara because it's a universal heter, and we're not changing from that. And this one, Rav Tzadok wants to ask his question and say that you should stow from this to this, and they answer back.
If you're not chayish for that, then what's wrong with Kavan HaMokim?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So they say, oh, he has a different. They're answering for Rabbi Eliezer. He has a different reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not
right. So definitely, it's not necessary what they're saying for their own cheetah, right? Because their svara is a svara which applies all over, and they don't need any further explanation. All right. the new sfor that's being nischanish in the Gemara. Now, you know, if we could find some nafkaminas, then it'll be relevant, you know, to know whether they hold
or,
the
sfor
or not.
Or you could say that the chacham hold that by kavanah machon there's two reasons why.
Yeah, right. That's basically what we claim. Why no? Are they arguing on this, or just not necessary? They don't need it. But you know, if you find an afkamina, maybe they're masking, right? You know, we don't have to make a new machlekes if it's not necessary. Right? This Kevin Clatton.
I mean, this might become irrelevant given the way you just spoke it out. But meaning, according to Abaye, there's only one reason the whole way through. So this is all according to Rava. Rava holds that it switches, but Rav Tzadok Lechora holds that they were for the same reason. He himself holds that there was only one reason. Either that was because it's a universal, and that was what he was saying, or if he holds like a bai, he holds for the other reason, that it was all because of Meshacher. And now they're coming and answering, right? So meaning, but you just spoke out Rav Ashita, what he was saying.
So according to Rav, what was Rav Tzadok saying? Rav was saying, but the same way you hold that you could be matir avavim because you're not chayish, right? For heter blei chacham. So then, what's the possible problem with kavanah mokim?
Right. And then they answer back, there's an issue of Meshacher.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And according to Abaye, the reason was because he says that there'll be mayas. And Rav Tzadok holds, just like you hold, there'll be mayas on a parent, there'll be mayas on a makom.
Mm-hmm.
And they answer back, no, even Rabbi Eliezer holds he wouldn't be mayas on the makom.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So we're not really gaining so much in the Ha'orah that we were asking in the Gemara, because being that Abaye is remaining the same, so when the Gemara asks the Kasha, right, when the Gemara asks the question that my Ein Nedarim, which is really just talking like in step two, you know, in the Chacham Shita, right, that's that much, you know, the answer is really being megala to us, the Iker Shitas Chachamim. So that is not really not gaining so much in that. Right? And the Chiddush in the Pshat, in the Gemara, like we mentioned before, according to Second Chana Rav, is that Rav is really not addressing the same question that Abaye is. Right? That's what comes out according to this. Okay. Lomazen.
I mean, are we good now with what the Ran said in the Mishnah? Does it stem with the second shot?
Which round is saying?
And we had a whole question here on the Mihu and Idamaskina and Hacha, and we thought that he was going in Abaye. Right? Is that what we said before?
The Ran, let's see, missing the Ran.
Because he was saying Mishim Sheker, right?
I mean, the Ran definitely is making Cheshbainis on that. Right? The Ran, I'm just saying again, the Ran says that according to this, covered over the imoy is covered over the imoy is the same. Okay, the truth is see, the Ran, I'm just thinking, the Ran that Mishnah really is Daniel and Kovanah Mokim with Posik Echad. If Kovanah Mokim is because of... Yeah, the Ran really doesn't say, but I guess we can make our own Cheshbin on that. Right? If the problem of Kovod Hamokim is that it's a universal heter,
right? Why are you saying that? Are you saying in the first pshat of Rava?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right. Right. That's what should come out. That that's this question that the Ran is seems to be asking, that what's the difference between Kovod Hamokim and a Pasuk? Shouldn't that also have the Kovod Hamokim? If the heter is universal heter, then l'chor that is a mokum l'chalak, right? That, you know, l'sis n'schipel v'vecha doesn't necessarily, it doesn't talk to all the dorm. Okay. Right. Right, if that's the premise, right? The reason why Kavod HaMokim you can is because a heter which is a universal heter for Nedarim, that creates problems. Right? So these psukim are more specific.
I'm not really sure where you're going with what issue you're discussing here.
We're discussing that according to, is this terrorist that the Ran said. That the question, the answer that the Ran said, does that make a difference in all the Terusim of the Gemara? The Ran asked the question that over here it's Mavui, everyone holds that Kovod HaMokim, that you can't be Matir. In fact, the Ran later on, we're Matir with Psukim, which the Ran understands that should have to do with Kovod HaMokim. So that the Ran is machalik, right, between Kovod HaMokim and a Pasuk, which the Pasuk is more indirect. The Pasuk is talking about a certain Indian that people are feel is kal. And right? That's the Ran says. And I'm just pointing out that's just a kasha if Kovod HaMokim is because of a Meshaker Indian, right? Yeah. But if the reason of Kovod HaMokim is because it's a universal heter which applies to all the dorim, and because of that we can't allow this heter, because then people are not going to go to a chacham anymore. So on that I was saying that l'chera these psukim over here don't talk to all the dorim. I'm obviously not going to talk to another person that asks on himself from drinking yain kol hashana, right? Right, so according to that reasoning, the question doesn't start.
I hear the cheshbon you're trying to make. I'm not really able to make it right now, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seemed though the Ran back in Mishnah, he himself says that the tam by makom is because of sheker.
Right.
He doesn't say it's a machlokas between Abai and Rava, and he doesn't say it's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. He says it across the board. The reason is because of Sheker, not because of a universal heter.
Right. I mean, now, is that right? Let's start from this side. That he could be going in Abai, right? And if in Abai, it makes sense, you know, all the cheshbonos that he makes.
Why would he? But he's Stam explaining the Mishnah.
Okay, so then on that you would want to know why did he decide to go with Abaye? Yeah. Okay,
but I'm saying if you go in his final pshat, if you understand his final maskana, there's no difference between Abaye and Rava. On Kavod HaMakom, Kavod HaMakom is because of Sheker. It's only Kavod Av Imo that the Chachamim that they're arguing on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you understand it that way, understand that that everyone agrees, Abai, Rava, Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason of Kavod HaMakom is because of Meshaker. And they're only arguing on Kavod Av Imo. And that's what Rava is saying, then his... Because it's only there that he says because that they're arguing on universal head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear that. That's right. That is right. Right. According to the second pshat, that he says he's not taking sides because there is no machlokes about that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear him saying good. think you're saying good. Let me just see that. Okay, so if we want to do that, then we'd be saying that the Ran is really going with the second shot in the Mishnah, and he's not getting involved in the Machlokes, because there is no Machlokes about what this means. Okay, I hear that, right? That's a cheshbon.
You have all these other questions. We have lots of different ways of clawing out the whole sugi, and why didn't he go with any of those others? Go ahead.
So you're making the question, if anyone was bothered the question, I think the Farshim do ask this question, that why is he going with Abaye? So you're saying that maybe he's not going to Abaye, right? I mean, in the Efshel Farish, everyone agrees with that, so he's not taking sides. Yeah, okay, that is a right cheshbon, right? You know, we still, in the Gemara, he didn't tell us about which pshat he's machriya with in the Mishnah. It's a little lighter, right? You're definitely making it lighter. Okay, let's see.
Sorry.
The Efshir Lefarish is saying that by Kavan HaMakom, everyone agrees to Abaye's reasoning that you're afraid of Meshaker. Both Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, everyone agrees to that.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to both agree that there's no problem of Meshaker by Kavod Avraham Imo, because it's like Mitzvah Achas, the whole Machlokas is if there's a new reason by Kavod Avraham Imo to do with whether they'll be tribe Matzah in the Darm themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Lez doesn't hold that Chash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the Abaye himself said his teres both by Kavod Imo about the Meshaker problem and by Kavod HaMakom, and Rav is saying I agree with you about Kavod HaMakom, that svara of Meshaker, but I don't agree with you by
Igam Achleikis, right? Mm-hmm.
By Kavod HaMakom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing, and it's Igam Achleikis.
Right. Okay, let's see if we could just finish the Gemara over here. Another couple of minutes. Zok the Gemara. Yeah. Right, so there definitely is a machlokes, what the machlokes is, right? By over the imoy, right? Akoponim, right? There's definitely a machlokes, what's the point by over the imoy? Zok the Gemara. Tanan. What do you mean, Lezer, B'dova Shebein Levein, over the imoy, Shepoisle, B'kovid, over the imoy? The Gemara right now is gonna try to bring Gardaya to what the point of the machlokes is by Avavim, from the fact that the Chachama Mamoidim by a neder which is Bein Elevein Avavim, a neder which is Negeya, that's a he asters his parents from having Hanor from him, as the Ran said, that over there is Paisla Mikavit Avavim. It's not more like this. Bishlom Alabayim to Omar Imkain Enidorm Nisun. Yofi, right. If the problem is that hetem will go improper hetem will happen because he's going to lie, is zok the Gemara hocho kiven de ichtziflei. Zomar, in this case, over in this scenario, you don't have the problem, right? Because being that the nether itself is something which he's the mere fact that he's expressed, it's that he's not he's chotzif against his parents, so you know he's not hardening anything, right? So therefore, there's no reason for him to try to protect himself, you know, in bezin when bezin asks, you know, if you had done covety of ima. So being that,
and if he would have done it anyway, he would have said yes, I would have done it anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So therefore, we could rely on that. Why is there a difference by such an eder? If the reason why the chacham hold that you can't use because of cover of the imoy is because of is a heter which helps all over, and we're afraid that people are going to come to use it. And without going to a chacham, so why don't we have the problem? So Kumar Amri, I'll answer you. Kivon dechol nidri loy sagi lahoin delav chacham hachanami poyischen. Zok the Gemara that since all nedarim can't be matter without a chacham, it's hachanami poyischen. So let's see, what is the Mora answering over here? We're saying that the Iker Tam of the Rabbonon, of the Chacham Yoshito, why they hold that you can't use Poison B'chavad of the Imoi is because we're afraid that a person is going to use it for everything. Right? So if that's the problem, so what does Mora mean over here? That we could use it over here. Why aren't we concerned that if we give the heter over here, then he's going to use it for other places? So what is the Mura's answer? Kivin the chol nidorim lo sagi lahoin d'lav chochom is hochanami poischim. Now, what is the point of the Gemara? So let's see the Ran. Let's look the Ran like this. Kivon, see the Ran over here. Kivon the chol nidre loy sagil hubloy chacham. Zok the Ran. Sharei b'shar nidorim ein poischem bohem bekovet ova v'imoy. Other nidorim you can't use ova v'imoy. Umitoich she'ene yedea limtze bohem pesach tzoruchu she'yelech eitzel chacham. Other nidorim which are not bein levein ova v'imoy. Those nidorim, we're not going to allow him to use covered of the imoy.
Oh, you said not allow, right? Meaning they would work, but because they ushered them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine, good.
Umtach she'eni yedea limtze bohen pesach tzorchu she'yelech eitzel chacham. Then we're not going to allow that heter. So we'll have to go to the chacham to find that a heter. It's hachanami poischim. So that's why over here we could shemitach she'hurgu leilech eitzel chacham. After nidorim halolu yelech etzloi. Right. So zok the Ran. What's the
term? What does that mean? Tov she'ena yodea limtzo behem pesach tzarchu she'elch etzol chacham. What does that mean?
Well, that's really the basis of the whole svara. Right. The reason why, in the first place, that this svara is that a heter which works all over a person's gonna end up being matma himself is because he thinks that the purpose of going to a chacham is just to help you find the pesach. And therefore, if there's a universal heter, then there's no reason to go to a heter anymore, to a chacham anymore. But once he doesn't have a universal heter, and now he needs a pesach, that's the purpose of going to a chacham. So that's what Ram means, and the Ram says that he's going to go to the chacham to find a pesach. Right, that's really the basis of this whole svara. That a person feels that the purpose of the chacham is to help him find the pesach. So if there's a universal heter, that's why he would decide that he doesn't need a chacham. But once we tell him that you can't use a universal heter, then he's going to come to the chacham.
Mitoch she'eno yodea limtze behem pesach because he can't use the kavod of avimo
right.
Himself.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Now let's just theorize over here and then see what the point over here is. Is now zok the Ran umtoch she'eno yodea limtze behem pesach right so she'yelech etzel chacham. So hachinami paiskim. So over here, we'll allow them to be matter because of kavod avavi imoy shemitay shahur goleil chesel chacham afin dorm halolu yeil hetzloi. Because so the ikar problem is it doesn't apply anymore, because since in general he's hurgul to go etzel chacham, so afin dorm halolu yeil chesel chacham. We're not afraid that a person is going to end up by specific nidorim to be matter by himself. Now, I just want to hear what is the answer over here? What's the difference if we're saying that what's special about this case over here, right? That he made neder against Ovavi Imoy, and we're allowing him to use it, the heter of kavod Ovavi Imoy.
It's not a universal heter anymore. It's like in this case, you did him against your parents. Did you realize how much of a disgrace it was to your parents? So that's a local Pesach, as opposed to a universal one that's going to take and apply to all of them. Done.
So what we mean over here is that, see, before it sounds like that with that there's two things, right? There's what you did here, and in general that nedarim are bizoyim. So you're saying that what the more over here means is that the heter over here is something which speaks specifically to this nether.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the nekuda that we have to
and
be matter over here.
And we're not afraid that he'll even try to be matter his own nedarim legabe what he made a nether against his parents.
So that's what he's saying. Toich shahurgul, right?
What does that mean?
That once he knows that he's always coming to a chacham, so we're not concerned in a specific case that he's gonna decide on his own. The problem that problem just is if it's a universal heter, so people will get out of the practice of going to a chacham at all. Right? But once people do go to a chacham, then they're not gonna make chilukim. We're not concerned the person's making.
Before you said a sfar because he might not know doesn't fall in the category of when you could use the chacham, or this excuse, and when you can't. Is that what we're saying here? You said earlier about that he might not know.
Might not know what?
He's saying he's going to a chacham because he doesn't know if he can use it.
Right.
Here we're saying he's going to go to the chacham because he's murgul, even though he knows he could use it. That's what he's asking.
Okay, right. That that seems to be the point of the Gemara. Right. Over here, could be that he knows of the heter, but once he's ready, that's what Ran says, right? Once he's murgul to go, then we're not concerned that he's going to make differences in his practice in hatoras and dorim. It's only a svara which will clear him, take him clear from a chacham in Gansen. Once he's murgul to go to a chacham, then this is the way he conducts himself concerning the dorim.
Why they make the exception specifically in this case?
So that
you make one exception, maybe.
So that's what Yehuda was saying, right? That's what Yehuda was saying, right? There is a local svara over here, right?
Because
of the cover of this nether itself.
Because of this nether itself.
Yeah, right. That's what Yehuda was saying.
Are we saying that there's like a? When he's doing it, the kavod avi v'imo in general, is like he's asking for it because of a different reason. There he's saying because the parents are going to be
from the fact that he makes a nether. Remember, God is
right?
What the nether is.
And so that's universal, right? But here he's going on this nakuda, this
specific nether.
Nether. So therefore, asking the kavod avi v'imo is really just a whole different. Mechanics than the general one. Is that right?
So I mean, and I think what Elio is saying is that even the next time that he makes such a neder, we're not concerned, right? Since he's Margul himself, then other neder, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That's what I mean over here. Okay. Shkoyah.
The word Pesach is used now all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Right.